Rosie on the House, where we are just trying to set the record straight. I tell you what, for every homeowner that's tuned in this morning, we have the potential of saving you hundreds, in my case, even thousands of dollars a year. And it isn't by spending tens of thousands of dollars on anything. Okay? I want to repeat the major point of today. The biggest thing you can do to cut your summer cooling bill is make sure you're on the right energy purchase plan. That is free. That's a phone call. Do a little analysis of yourself, your bills, your living habits, and if you're paying much over, just take the total kilowatts you're consuming every month, divide it by your total bill. If you're paying more than 8 cents average per kilowatt, we can help you manage your power better and get you down in that 8 to 10 cents range. We've talked to people just this morning who are trying to manage their power and are still at 13, 14 cents. I mean, we're talking saving them 30 or 40%. And you know what? 13, 14 cents isn't bad.
You tell me,
Steve, how many times have you seen 18, 20, 22 cents is the average?
I was just going to say, if you punch out the numbers and you come in at 12 cents, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
We get you down to 8, but if you're doing 12 with the current rate structure, you're doing a good job. Kristen came in at 13.1, and she was doing a good job.
Yeah, so let's go back to Robert's question, who called from Sonoyta, and he wanted to know, on the solar, a neighbor of his apparently has a solar photovoltaic system that he's wondering, now, does that photovoltaic system push upstream the power back into the grids? And yeah, Robert, it does. During the day, if you went over to her house, depending on the capacity and the size of the system she bought, if she's got enough panels to generate enough electricity to exceed what her house is asking for, you will actually see her meter running backwards. It's kind of a cool thing to see.
It is. It is.
And there is, that's because electricity is flowing back through the system, back into the grid. And yeah, then occasionally, you know, when you're there and you're consuming power, it diverts and goes right into your house. So in a philosophical kind of way, yes, you are consuming her overflow. We all are. Now, how solar can impact the bill is a topic we're going to cover in a couple weeks. And we're going to cover in great detail with our solar experts here in Central Arizona, Harmon Solar. For Southern Arizona, and they actually operate statewide, but Catherine Kent at the Solar Store, Robert, if you have any more questions in Southern Arizona about solar, call Catherine at the Solar Store. She's in Tucson, been there over 20 years, right there on Country Club. What's that number, babe?
It's 520-322-5180.
There's nothing about solar or renewable energy supply that she can't answer. So with that said, we're gonna go one question off topic with Bud from Tucson, and then we have Brad and Jacob that have been on hold for a long time. Both have the same question. Where do I start? But we'll get to that right after we get off Bud's roof in Tucson. Good morning, Bud.
Good morning. I have a question. I've got a 612 pitch, and I have shingles on it. They're 20 years old.
You're talking about asphalt shingles, three-tab asphalt shingles.
Yeah, fiberglass type.
Okay. You know. Yep.
And I was, they're not curled up or anything else, but what I was thinking of was using that white, and they have sheets that you can put over.
That sheet?
I've talked to a roofer, and he says, no, because the stuff will slide down on you. He said, yeah, you need to stick with shingles.
Okay. And you're talking about in replacing the roof, right?
Well, yeah, he's saying replace it with shingles, and what I'm asking is if I take that white, you know, stuff, and then they have the nylon or poly, whatever it is, sheets that you put down, and you roll, and then you have a white roof, it still leaves a little bit of a shingle roof, but what you're doing is you're coating the roof with that white
You can coat, if the shingles you have now are in good shape, you can coat it with several reflective coatings that will significantly change the look of the roof. It'll look like you're constantly under, you know, a half inch of snow. Most of that coating product is made for flat roofs, but you can do it on pitched if you don't mind that look. You can go with what's called a cool roof, a three-tab asphalt fiberglass shingle, which has a high reflectivity to it. How old is the existing roof?
Oh, it's knocking on the door at 20 years.
Yeah. You're getting close, depending on the shingle that was used, you're getting probably close to the economic end of that shingle's life. If you want to talk to a couple roofers in Tucson I trust, you can call Castle Roofing.
That's 520-749-4090.
As well as Lions Roofing. And they can give you an estimate for the reflective asphalt fiberglass three-tab shingles. You can take a look at metal. And you can just top coat what you have and probably get several more years out of the existing system. What you don't want to do, Bud, is you have a 612, so you have a big attic. What you don't want to do is spend any money ventilating that attic with a power ventilator. That's one thing a lot of homeowners do wrong. Allow it just to be passive. Do some O'Hagan vents. Do some gable vents. Do some ridge venting. But do not ever power ventilate your attic, evacuating the hot air out of the attic with the thought that you're going to save money, because you won't. All right, Jacob's been on hold for a long time. He has a great, stellar question that I know is burning in probably every listener's mind this morning. Jacob, welcome to Rosie on the House. I understand you're a first-time caller.
I am. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.
I love you guys' show, so thanks for having me today. But
okay,
here's my question. Sorry, my little boy's yelling in the background. He's excited, too. We just moved in January, and our electricity bill actually has been pretty under control. We manage it pretty good, and we haven't joined any specific plan. We're just on the regular SRP plan.
Okay.
My question is about my windows. The windows in the house are pretty old. I think they're like fiberglass or something. They're pretty old windows. The frames are old. And then the insulation in the attic as well, there's probably about 4 inches or so. And I'm just wondering, where should I get started? What's the most important thing to start?
Okay. So we're looking at an older home, I'm assuming.
Yeah, 78.
Okay, 78. Is it masonry?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. This is a great call, because we can't tell you where to start without asking you a whole lot more questions. And a lot of the questions we're going to ask will be hard for you to answer because you've only been in the house a couple months. But some of the, what are we talking about, 1,600, 1,800 square feet?
1,760 is the total.
Okay, all right. And there's one son, so there's at least two of you in the house. How many live in the house?
There's three of us total.
Okay, mom, dad, and son. And in the summer, what will you keep your thermostat at?
Probably at about 79.
79, okay. And for a house that size, how old is the air conditioner? Is it as well vintage 78, 80s? Is it in that era?
2006.
Okay, so we had a new unit put on 2006, probably something in a 10 to 11 SEER unit. Can you tell me a brand name on that unit?
It's a Train.
Okay, good. You got a good unit there. You're probably going to be spending something in the neighborhood of about two and a quarter, right, Steve?
Yeah, I would say
Sorry about that.
That's all right. That's
I would say 2, 2 1/4 if you're keeping the house at that 79-degree temperature all the time.
Okay.
I would suggest the SRP time of use rate because then you could run it much cooler during your sleeping periods, and it just wouldn't cost
you.
Now,
definitely.
Now, Jacob, what I'm
awake and being hot.
Okay. Yes. Now, what was your March bill?
March, let's see. It was about $90 or so.
Now, the reason, tell them why March is important.
March is an at-rest month. You don't have heat or cooling. It eliminates a lot of the variables that cause a high bill, like we just had with Kristen during that same period of time, who had huge usage. So it eliminates a lot of problems and goes back. You have a very good base load, not $79. Kristen's was $419.
Now we're going to come back and explain that base load just a little bit after this little break. We're going to bring Jacob back into the conversation and talk about you. You're always going to have a base load. It takes some amount of electricity for you and your home to live and survive. What we need to save is from the base load up to get you comfortable. That's the difference we're able to make when we get back. More on that.